Hi there, everybody. This is Laura Kellen May from Thistle Ridge Stables and Thistle Ridge Skill Builders on Facebook. I'd like to welcome you to Thistle Ridge Stables and Thistle Ridge Skill Builders, and I would like to thank you for being a part of what I'm doing here at Thistle Ridge Stables and for giving me your feedback. I've got some really great feedback from people, and thank you so much for that. Now, we've had a very busy summer, and I personally have been out every weekend judging at horse shows. And one of the things I've noticed is that people in the show ring have to be really on the ball to get noticed in a crowded ring. And that's why I decided to write this article, The Lady Gaga Guide to Getting Noticed in the Show Ring. Now, this summer, one under saddle class I had, there was 20 people in the ring, so I split the class to ensure I could see everybody, but still, you know, getting noticed in a crowd is still a good skill to have when showing. Now, how do you get noticed in the show ring? In a good way. I mean, we've seen bucking horses and rearing horses and balking horses and people falling off. That's not a good way to get noticed in the show ring. So how do you get noticed in the show ring? I'd like to hear your comments. Just put a comment at the end of the post, and I'd love to hear from you. Now, have you heard of Lady Gaga? Have you seen her? Have you heard her? Have you ever watched the singing sensation Lady Gaga dresses the way she does? And I think it's because she has to make a bold statement, and to get that, she dresses in outlandish costumes to get noticed and rise above the hundreds of thousands of other music artists to get noticed. And I think showing horses is kind of a similar thing. You see different things in the show ring, and horseback riding has become so competitive, whether it's for business or fun. Every rider wants to get noticed. There are championships, there's friends to impress, and parents to satisfy, and if that isn't enough, there's bills to pay. Now, how do you get noticed in a sea of horses? Are you curious about that? Okay, let me ask you this. Can you find any other person in the whole universe just like you, or just like your horse? I mean, just like you. Appearance, characteristics, genes. Now, unless you have a twin, then you are probably unique. Here's the answer. You can never, ever find another person just like you. And that's your key to survival in the show ring. That is your secret sauce. It sounds easy, but those riders who are comfortable and know they are unique are the ones which rise above the others in the show ring. Just be you, and you can stand out from the crowd. People like Lady Gaga because she is just who she is. She's not trying to be anybody else but herself. And that really comes across when you're riding in the show ring. Identify your strengths and your horse's strengths. You've probably heard it many times before, but how can you identify your strengths and show them off to the judge? You can do this by enjoying your horse to its best ability and enjoying yourself to your best ability. Don't mistake it, though, for not being careful. Once you know your horse has a great walk, show it off. Don't hide it behind somebody else. If your horse has a beautiful canter, enjoy it and show it off. You know, what I mean here is ride like you. Don't try to ride like somebody else. Your riding has to fit into the specifications of the class, so you have to be knowledgeable of the requirements. Identify the requirements of the class so that you can mold your horse around the requirements. And identify the secret sauce that you need to get noticed. It could be a fantastic walk, or another horse may be a superior canter, whichever it is. Find it and flaunt it. Be everywhere. Now, that doesn't mean running the judge over or circling in front of the judge's box to get noticed. It means manage your presence so you can present yourself to the judge properly. If the judge can't see you, then they won't notice you and you won't get placed. This past summer, as I said, I was judging a class. There was 20 horses in the ring, and maybe for some people that's not a whole lot, but 20 horses in a ring, you want to make sure you see everybody. So I split the class to do one canter each way, and it was amazing how it changed my perception of the horses. One, they could show better because they weren't so crowded, and two, the good horses were really good, and the horses that I split out, the ones that didn't make the cut, they kind of stood out from the rest of the crowd when they were with the not so good horses. And they all did really well, but the movement kind of shone, the canters were great, the horses were great, and I was able to see each horse a little bit better so I could make a better decision on which one was the best in that class. So don't be afraid to request that the judge split the class even. So if the judge can't see you, she won't see you and you have to stand out. So stand out and get noticed. And these are four different ways you can stand out and get noticed. Stand out with great turnout. If you look the part, you look like a winner, you look like you belong there, the judge will notice that. Stand out with great performance. And I know I've been stuck a few times. My winner that I just love turned out beautifully, beautiful mover, just love it. Picks up a wrong lead. If you pick up a wrong lead or have a bad performance, the horse bucks, the horse rears, the horse balks, the horse stops, the horse falls, you fall. That is a performance thing, and if you don't perform, you're out. The third one is stand out with excellent quality. Now, this doesn't mean you have to go out and purchase a brand new horse and a brand new saddle and a brand new bridle or new coat and all the kit. This means that you use what you have and have it the best quality that you can be. Fourth one is stand out knowing you belong there. And that's half the battle with showing, knowing you belong there. If you look the part, you got a good horse, you got a good performance, then you know you belong there. That comes across with the judge. And all of these four things, they kind of meld in together. Stand out with great turnout, great performance, good quality, and know that you belong there, and that will be picked up by the judge. And as on a final note, if I ever see anybody in the show ring with a green wig and platform shoes, I know exactly who it'll be. This is Laura Kellen May. Thank you.